Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show, offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications. Joining me are Steve Rausch, Vice President, Editor, and Publisher, and Jim Thompson, Founder. This month, we will be talking about a milestone anniversary for Nib Impressions. First of all, congratulations, Jim, for 20 years of Nib Impressions columns.
Well, thank you, Helen. Something I seem to say a lot these days, where did the time go?
And with apologies to Sergeant Pepper, it was 20 years ago today, or at least 20 years ago this month, that Nib Impressions began. Jim, can you tell us a little bit about the beginning of Nib Impressions and how it's evolved over the years?
Well, I was sitting in a meeting at a major pulp and paper technical society and bemoaning the fact that trade magazine articles always seemed to be so dull and boring. At the time, digitally delivered features were a new thing and actually seemed somewhat sacrilegious in the paper industry, but we were looking for a weekly anchor feature article. I volunteered to write it and named it Nib Impressions, a tongue-in-cheek allusion to the terms of the trade. The idea was accepted and the column was launched. It has been well received from the beginning, but I do fear I've gotten a little less brash as time has gone by.
Thanks, Jim. And we'll be back after this message for more on the 20-year anniversary of Nib Impressions.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago, and now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
We are back. Jim, all of us in the industry get the name Nib Impressions for the column and website, but did you consider other names at the start, and why did you settle on Nib Impressions?
As I said before the break, it just came to me. Nib is, of course, where two roles meet in machinery, and Impressions has such a beautiful double meaning. Then there is a strip of carbon paper they run through a paper machine's nip to see if it is loaded properly, which makes the result of that test a nip impression. Didn't really have any other name for the column. It didn't seem that it could be improved on once it hit me.
Well, Nib Impressions is the forerunner of Paprietello Publications. For those who follow us who might not be familiar regarding the meaning of the name, could you tell us, Jim, what Paprietello means and a little background on our other publications that are not called Nib Impressions?
Well, first there was Paper Money, the publication I started to focus on the legal and financial aspects of the industry. So at that point, we had Nib Impressions and Paper Money, which we succeeded, much to my surprise, to trademark for the use in publications. But as we expanded, we needed a catchy name to encompass all our publications. I have always admired Finland and its dedication to the pulp and paper industry. So Paprietello, which is English, or which in English means paper house, seemed appropriate. Then add publications to that for Paprietello Publications, and I thought it had a nice ring. Of course, many have had and still have problems pronouncing Paprietello, but once they get the hang of it, it is memorable.
Once again, congratulations for 20 years of Nib Impressions. And here's some more milestones in the future. Listeners, if you have any topics you wish for us to discuss here in the Wireside Chat, please email me, Helen Rausch, at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International, Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.